Hello and welcome to the Mountain Brook Baptist Bible Reading Plan podcast. My name is Ben Winder and today is Friday, December 31st. Right now we're going through our Advent devotional guide, which is based on the book of Jeremiah. Each day during this series, we'll be reading a portion of the book of Jeremiah, and you'll also hear my thoughts on the passages read aloud from the Advent guide. Our scripture for today comes from Jeremiah chapter 51. So grab your copy of scripture and let's begin. This is what the Lord says. See, I will stir up the spirit of a destroyer against Babylon and the people of Leb-Kami. I will send foreigners to Babylon to winnow her and to devastate her land. They will oppose her on every side in the day of her disaster. Let not the archer string his bow, nor let him put on his armor. Do not spare her young men, completely destroy her army. They will fall down slain in Babylon, fatally wounded in her streets. For Israel and Judah have not been forsaken by their God, the Lord Almighty, though their land is full of guilt before the Holy One of Israel. Flee from Babylon. Run for your lives. Do not be destroyed because of her sins. It is time for the Lord's vengeance. He will repay her what she deserves. Babylon was a gold cup in the Lord's hand. She made the whole earth drunk. The nations drank her wine. Therefore, they have now gone mad. Babylon will suddenly fall and be broken. Well over her. Get balm for her pain. Perhaps she can be healed. We would have healed Babylon, but she cannot be healed. Let us leave her and each go to our own land, for her judgment reaches to the skies. It rises as high as the heavens. The Lord has vindicated us. Come, let us tell in Zion that the Lord our God has done. Sharpen the arrows, take up the shields. The Lord has stirred up the kings of the Medes because his purpose is to destroy Babylon. The Lord will take vengeance, vengeance for his temple. Lift up a banner against the walls of Babylon. Reinforce the guard, station the watchman, prepare an ambush. The Lord will carry out his purpose, his decree against the people of Babylon. You who live by many waters and are rich in treasures, your end has come, the time for you to be destroyed. The Lord Almighty has sworn by himself, I will surely fill you with troops as with a swarm of locusts, and they will shout in triumph over you. He made the earth by his power. He founded the world by his wisdom and stretched out the heavens by his understanding. When he thunders, the waters in the heavens roar. He makes clouds rise from the ends of the earth. He sends lightning with the rain and brings out the wind from his storehouses. Everyone is senseless and without knowledge. Every goldsmith is shamed by his idols. The images he makes are a fraud. They have no breath in them. They are worthless, the objects of mockery. When their judgment comes, they will perish. He who is the portion of Jacob is not like these, for he is the maker of all things, including the people of his inheritance. The Lord Almighty is his name. You are my war club, my weapon for battle. With you I shatter nations. With you I destroy kingdoms. With you I shatter horse and rider. With you I shatter chariot and driver. With you I shatter man and woman. With you I shatter old man and youth. With you I shatter young man and young woman. With you I shatter shepherd and flock. With you I shatter farmer and oxen. With you I shatter governors and officials. Before your eyes, I will repay Babylon and all who live in Babylonia for all the wrong they have done in Zion, declares the Lord. I am against you, you destroying mountain, you who destroy the whole earth, declares the Lord. I will stretch out my hand against you, roll you off the cliffs, and make you a burned out mountain. No rock will be taken from you for a cornerstone, nor any stone for a foundation, for you will be desolate forever, declares the Lord. Lift up a banner in the land. blow the trumpet among the nations. Prepare the nations for battle against her. Summon against her these kingdoms, Ararat, Mini, and Azkazah. Appoint a commander against her. Send up horses like a swarm of locusts. Prepare the nations for battle against her. The kings of the Medes, their governors and all their officials, and all the countries they rule. The land trembles and writhes, for the Lord's purposes against Babylon stand, to lay waste the land of Babylon, so that no one will live there. Babylon's warriors have stopped fighting. They remain in their strongholds. Their strength is exhausted. They have become weaklings. Her dwellings are set on fire. The bars of her gates are broken. One courier sends another, and messenger follows messenger to announce to the king of Babylon that his entire city is captured, the river crossings seized, the marshes set on fire, and the soldiers terrified. This is what the Lord Almighty, the God of Israel, says. Daughter Babylon is like a threshing floor. At the time it is trampled, the time to harvest her will come soon. Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, has devoured us. He has thrown us into confusion. He has made us an empty jar. Like a serpent, he has swallowed us and filled his stomach with our delicacies, and then has spewed us out. Make the violence done to our flesh be on Babylon, says the inhabitants of Zion. May our blood be on those who live in Babylonia, says Jerusalem. Therefore, this is what the Lord says. See, I will defend your cause and avenge you. I will dry up her sea and make her springs dry. Babylon will be a heap of ruins, a haunt of jackals, an object of horror and scorn, a place where no one lives. Her people all roar like young lions. They growl like lion cubs. But while they are aroused, I will set out a feast for them and make them drunk, so that they shout with laughter, then sleep forever and not awake, declares the Lord. I will bring them down like lambs to the slaughter, like rams and goats. How Shishak will be captured, the boast of the whole earth seized. How desolate Babylon will be among the nations. The sea will rise over Babylon, its roaring waves will cover her. Her towns will be desolate, a dry and desert land, a land where no one lives, through which no one travels. I will punish Bel in Babylon and make him spew out what he has swallowed. The nations will no longer stream to him, and the wall of Babylon will fall. Come out of her, my people. Run for your lives. Run from the fierce anger of the Lord. Do not lose heart or be afraid when rumors are heard in the land. One rumor comes this year, another the next. Rumors of violence in the land and of ruler against ruler. For the time will surely come when I will punish the idols of Babylon. Her whole land will be disgraced, and her slain will all lie fallen within her. Then heaven and earth and all that is in them will shout for joy over Babylon. For out of the north destroyers will attack her, declares the Lord. Babylon must fall because of Israel's slain, just as the slain in all the earth have fallen because of Babylon. You who have escaped the sword, leave and do not linger. Remember the Lord in a distant land and call to mind Jerusalem. We are disgraced, for we have been insulted, and shame covers our faces because foreigners have entered the holy places of the Lord's house. But days are coming, declares the Lord, when I will punish her idols, and throughout her land the wounded will groan. Even if Babylon ascends to the heavens and fortifies her lofty stronghold, I will send destroyers against her, declares the Lord. The sound of a cry comes from Babylon, the sound of great destruction from the land of the Babylonians. The Lord will destroy Babylon. He will silence her noisy din. Waves of enemies will rage like great waters. The roar of their voices will resound. A destroyer will come against Babylon. Her warriors will be captured, and their bows will be broken. For the Lord is a God of retribution. He will repay in full. I will make her officials and wise men drunk, her governors, officers, and warriors as well. They will sleep forever and not awake, declares the Lord, whose name is the Lord Almighty. This is what the Lord Almighty says. Babylon's thick wall will be leveled, and her high gates set on fire. The peoples exhaust themselves for nothing. The nation's labor is only fuel for the flames. This is the message Jeremiah the prophet gave to the staff officer Sarai, son of Neriah, the son of Mashiah, when he went to Babylon with Zedekiah, king of Judah, in the fourth year of his reign. Jeremiah had written on a scroll about all the disasters that would come upon Babylon, all that had been recorded concerning Babylon. He said to Sarai, "When you get to Babylon, see that you read all these words aloud. Then say, 'Lord, you have said you will destroy this place so that neither people nor animals will live in it. It will be desolate forever.' When you finish reading this scroll, tie a stone to it and throw it into the Euphrates. Then say, 'So will Babylon sink to rise no more because of the disaster I will bring on her, and her people will fall.'" The words of Jeremiah end here. Much of Jeremiah's prophecy clearly lays out the punishment coming for God's people as a result of their sinfulness. But those prophecies are always mixed with assurance of God's faithfulness to restore them. Yet following this robust collection of prophecies about God's people, one of the last things we hear in the book of Jeremiah is a judgment on their enemies, Babylon. Babylon is the nation God has most directly used as a tool for bringing about the difficult days of exile for God's people. However, God allowing it to happen does not excuse the actions they took and the way they mistreated his people. Jeremiah's last words lay out how God's justice will be handed out to Babylon, a punishment for all they had done. God will utterly destroy Babylon. There is no future for them. There is no hope. It is wild enough that God would even have Jeremiah offer this prophecy while God's people are still prisoners oppressed in Babylon. But the most amazing part of this prophecy is God's instruction that it be read aloud in Babylon, including the dramatic demonstration of Babylon's future, tied to a stone and sunk to the bottom of the Euphrates. God wants to publicly remind both the exiles and their captors that God has the final say. Babylon has only had success against God's people because God allowed it. Their dominance will not last forever. God will bring an end to exile and an end to Babylon. As certain as is Babylon's destruction, so certain is the future God has in store for God's people. For Israel and Judah have not been forsaken by their God, the Lord Almighty, though their land is full of guilt before the Holy One of Israel, Jeremiah says in verse 5. As bad as it has been for God's chosen people, and they certainly deserved it, it will be worse for Babylon. Despite their sinfulness, God has a future hope for his people. The same is not true for Babylon. In the same way God destroyed Babylon, in Christ, God destroyed sin and death on our behalf. God's people were assured, even while they were still in exile, that he would bring about the destruction of their enemies and their ultimate salvation. In the same way, we live in the already but not yet time frame of salvation history. God has put all enemies, even death, under Jesus' feet. Even still, the world is not yet all that it will be. In a way, when we publicly affirm our faith together by declaring Jesus is alive and Jesus is Lord, even in a world where death and evil seem to hold so much sway, we join a long-standing tradition of God's people. We declare, even in the presence of God's enemies who seem to be winning the day, our trust that God has the final say. As it was before, so it shall be again. God will destroy every enemy and bring us salvation.